This is John Batchelor, Germany, speaking with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's based in Berlin, puts out Strategic Europe newsletter. Germany, why doesn't Olaf Scholz move more effectively to support Ukraine? He wants to, he intends to, but Judy has an analysis of why he holds back. It's his party. It's the coalition he leads, but especially his party, the Social Democrats. Judy explains it very carefully. There is a Social Democrat wing that doesn't want war with Russia. There is the Alternative for Deutschland splinter party. There's another Communist Party. There are all kinds of hesitations about supporting Ukraine within the Social Democratic coalition, within the coalition government. Judy Dempsey on Germany and Olaf Scholz's many forces pulling him this way and that way, despite his intention to support Ukraine.
Well, you must understand that the left wing of the Social Democrats, they hanker after the old days of Russia. They won't give the whole full support to Ukraine. But to answer your question, what the left wing of the Social Democrats are doing is to try to stop the exodus of votes from the Social Democrats to the Alternative for Deutschland. And, John, don't forget, there's another party there, quite a far left-wing party run by Sarah Wagenknecht, a very oldies communist, who's attracting votes as well. Because the centre isn't holding, and Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor, will not speak out clearly what is at stake. He has a lot of mantra, a lot of rhetoric, but he's not leading. And his coalition is completely divided over so many issues, domestic issues, political issues, foreign policy issues. And so it leaves vacuums which can be exploited by the left wing of his own party, who put pressure on him, and the far right wing Alternative for Deutschland.
More of this later. Thank you.